The KODY phone lines we go as we have Ryan Purdy and Daniel Stidman joining us on behalf of Mid Plains Community College on the heels of the Board of Governors meeting this week. Gentlemen, thank you again for taking time for us.
Thanks for having us this morning, Tristan.
Now, Mr. Purdy, as folks can tell from the chill in the air, we are quickly approaching Mid Plains Community College basketball season for the men and women.
We are. So, yeah, they're getting ready to ramp up here in a couple of weeks. So I know they've had some practice. They've had a couple of jamborees and some exhibition-type games. But, yep, the men's and women's teams, both North Platte and McCook, will be kicking it off, or tipping it off, I guess. The kickoff is football, but tipping it off here soon. So, yeah, we're kind of excited. You know, volleyball season is coming towards a close. So they have some Region 9 stuff coming up in a week or so, and then they'll have the district playoffs if we can get that far, and then obviously off to the national tournament if that's a possibility. But the weather's changing, so, yep, we're going to be changing sports seasons.
And, Daniel, some folks know Coach McCallum company going to be in action today, I believe, for the Lady
Knights.
Yeah,
they're headed – so they were in Columbus last night against Central, and then they're heading north to take on the Hawks. So good luck to them as they kind of wrap up their season. Obviously, they secured the second seed in the Region 9 tournament. So with the win over Southeast earlier in the season. So have that second seed, so we'll be able to host that first round of the Region 9 tournament.
Awesome. Mr. Purdy, Board of Governors meeting took place this week for you as well.
It did, yep. We were down at McCook last night, and it was kind of a light agenda, but able to talk to the board a little bit. Next week we have our accreditation visit, so our accreditors from the Higher Learning Commission will be on site next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Tad Pfeiffer, who's our Director of Institutional Effectiveness, kind of went through a preparation session, if you will. The accreditors will meet with the board at noon on Monday, and just for the board to go through kind of the board governance. And so just kind of helping them through and what information they, you know, should refresh themselves on. And so it was good for Tad to be able to get in front of the board to talk about that. But that's been kind of the big item that we've been working on probably the last year. And so it kind of comes to a head now. It's a 10-year accreditation process. So we do this at once every 10 years. So we're excited to have them here to kind of validate what we're doing well and, you know, give us suggestions on areas where we could improve our offerings and the quality that we're providing to our students. So Tad did talk about that. That kind of really happened in work session before the board meeting. But
and Tad is one of those examples of a high-caliber individual that we're blessed to have employed by the college that does a lot of work behind the scenes that does not get enough credit.
He does a ton. So besides accreditation, he does he leads all of our strategic planning institution-wide, but also he's our institutional researcher. So all the federal and state reporting requirements that we have, he leads that. And so his ability to retrieve the data, to analyze the data, interpret it is phenomenal. You know, he's a Nebraska kid. So he was Wheeler County, Nebraska, born and raised, and, you know, went off and got his education and some work experience, and we were able to bring him home about 13, 14 years ago. So we're excited to have Tad in our institution.
He's a really good guy, most importantly, too.
He really is. So you know, again, light agenda, we did hear some comments from Josiah Reed. He's the student trustee, the student trustee up here, also student senate president. He's a student assistant on men's basketball team. Josiah is everywhere. But here's a great recap of, you know, what's gone on for the last month with athletics, with student activities. And so, again, he's a voice for the student at the board, and Josiah is never afraid to speak his mind. And so it was good to hear Josiah last night. And then a lot of introductions. Wyatt Clark, you know, he's our rodeo coach, the timed events coach, based in McCook. We also hired him as our agriculture business instructor this fall. And so able to get him introduced officially to the board in that role. And then Mary Wilson is an elite English instructor who came from Texas, was an adjunct instructor for TCU and University of Texas at Arlington the last couple of years, and was relocated to McCook this summer, actually taught some summer classes for us, but able to get her in front of the board and get her identified. And then James Taylor is our new college director of safety and security, spent, I think, 20-plus years with Nebraska probation, got a law enforcement background, but he is on site for us, and so he is our new director of safety and security, started with us first part of September. So, again, another opportunity to get our new employees out in front of the board. We've had a little bit of turnover last 6 months, and so it's been great that we've been able to find some high-quality, experienced individuals for several of these key roles.
It sounds like a very productive meeting with a lot of great housekeeping items on the agenda for you, Mr. Purdy.
It was, yep. You know, Ernie Mel, we have our Nebraska Community College annual meeting coming up here soon, and so I get another chance for board development. ACCT, the American Community College Trustees Association out of D.C., is doing a boardsmanship seminar, and so a lot of times we have to go to them, but when we have our annual meeting, we have all of the boards of the state or the Community College of Nebraska come together. They're actually coming out to us to do this seminar for them.
Oh, cool.
Ernie did introduce that idea and to get kind of a head count of individuals going to that. So I got that piece taken care of. Obviously, with housing on all of our locations, we try to get students in front of the board. So again, we brought last night, brought all of our McCook resident assistants and resident life assistants out in front of the board to kind of tell where they're from, why they're here, what they're studying. So again, another chance for recognitions. And really that took care of, well, I should say one more. Bill Hoyt, NPPD, he's our representative. He did present checks to $15,000 to the college last night. That's part of the Wells Fargo Nebraska Open. MPPD is one of the major sponsors of that event, but it's a scholarship event. They've raised nearly $1.9 million in about 32 years for the community colleges.
Wow.
And so I was able to play in it this year in mid-September. But it has been a fantastic fundraising effort for students pursuing careers in trades and STEM fields. And so our share of that money is just about $375,000 over the course of those 30 years. So it's been a great partnership, and it's nice when they can come out and talk about the tournament, talk about the impacts the community colleges have on NPPD and their suppliers, and just accept that recognition.
And that's a huge impact, too, that I don't think folks realize, the general public at least.
Absolutely, yeah. The MPBs, you know, they obviously rely on community college electricians, utility line programs across the state, but there's also a lot of other fields that they're looking for, again, in the trades and the STEM fields. And so, it's a huge impact. $15,000, you know, really takes care of almost five full rides scholarships each year. So it's been a great program, great partnership.
Daniel, Ryan, anything else you guys like to add this morning?
The North Platte Community College softball team will be doing a corn maze fundraiser from 7:30 p.m. to midnight, beginning tomorrow night, October 21st and October 22nd.
Cool.
The corn maze will be open again October 28th through the 31st. The corn maze is located on NPCC South Campus at 601 West State Farm Road in North Platte. The cornfield is located just west of the McDonald Belton Building. Admission is $10 for adults and children, and children 10 or older. Children 9 or under will be admitted free, but must be accompanied by a paying adult. And cash will only be accepted.
And I think we have Coach Higgins joining us in the studio tomorrow to talk about this. She's one of the best fundraising minds that keeps the fun in fundraising, too, that I've ever had the privilege of talking to.
She rolls her sleeves up and she works hard. Yeah, she's, you know, we did the one at the Historical Society for a while, the museum, and then she doing out at Potter's Pasture, and she just kind of mixing it up a little bit and trying to bring something a little bit closer to home. And so, yeah, we're actually going to utilize, you know, a portion of South Campus, so right here on campus, to get some traffic through here and mix it up a little bit. Keep it fun, keep it interesting, a little variety.
Well, and Daniel, when it comes to the Friday experiences, you have to have something new. You can't let folks get too comfortable with their surroundings.
Exactly. And, you know, this year it's the Children of the Corn is the theme. So,
uh-oh.
Curious to see what they come up with. They're never short of ideas. So,
yeah, they're creative, that's for sure. I'm slightly terrified just for the interview tomorrow morning. Oh, Daniel, Ryan, as always, we appreciate the time. Glad to have you guys joining us on the air this morning.
Thanks for having us, Tristan.
Enjoy the rest of your day, gentlemen.
You.
Ryan Purdy, Daniel Stidman joining us on behalf of Mid Plains Community College. Daniel is the Director of Communications. Ryan Purdy, of course, the President of Mid Plains Community College, joining us to recap the Board of Governors meeting and discuss the latest with Mid Plains Community College. As we mentioned with that interview, we have Coach Higgins joining us tomorrow in the studio to talk about their haunted corn maze that's coming up at part of the Mid Plains Community College softball team fundraiser. It's going to be a frightening experience.